British intelligence is trying to identify the man who executed American photojournalist James Foley. The killer appears in a video, masked and all in black, holding a knife and wearing a gun holster. He speaks with a London accent. The man could be one of some 500 British citizens who have left the UK to fight in Iraq and Syria. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in London.
The video of James Foley's execution has caused a massive global reaction. But the problem is not a new one. Like many 20-somethings, this British Pakistani man says he often felt adrift in life.
Being like a lost sheep in this world, I don't know, I just started to question, like, what am I doing?
Unlike most people his age, this man, who would not give his real name, went looking for meaning in the Syrian civil war. In an interview on the BBC, he said he left the UK to fight the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Eventually, he joined fighters from the Islamic State, and now violence and killing have become a regular part of his life.
What I'm aware of is about the 3-4 guys that he beheaded, and then put the heads, as usual, in the middle of the town centre. And the reason for like putting heads in the town centre again is to demoralise or sort of cause fear into the hearts of the spies who are sort of amongst us, because we know there's a lot of spies amongst us.
Terrorism experts say fighters from the West have been committing atrocities in Syria and Iraq for years now.
If you're a foreigner who doesn't easily blend in, who in many cases doesn't speak Arabic, you are perfect material for these excessively brutal operations that we've seen coming out of Syria and Iraq.
Peter Newman runs the International Center for the Study of Radicalization at King's College in London.
Organizations like ISIS need these foreigners in order to do these things because a lot of Syrians are refusing to carry them out.
In the James Foley video, the Islamic State had another reason to use a fluent English speaker, says Dr. Afzal Ashraf. He's with the Royal United Services Institute, a security think tank in London.
It's a message directed at the US government. And in order to deliver that message, they wanted ideally an American, but they obviously don't have an American handy, so they've used the next best thing, which happens to be a Brit.
About 2,000 Europeans are believed to have joined the fight in Iraq and Syria. In contrast, experts believe only 100 or so Americans have gone over. Ashraf says there are lots of reasons for this. For one, American Muslims tend to be more integrated into society than European Muslims. Also, the U.S. does not have the same extremist networks that Europe has. And finally, Ashraf says, the Atlantic Ocean is big.
It was very easy, certainly a year or two ago, to catch a train or a plane to Turkey from the U.K. and cross the border and join. Not so easy from the U.S.
So now Britain and other European countries are struggling with how to stop people from joining the fight and how to prevent those who've gone over from coming back and doing harm here. Britain's Muslim community is getting involved, too.
We have already given a clear message that if anybody is able to identify that persons who are involved happen to know them, then, of course, that they have a real legal and a moral duty to inform the police.
Sir Iqbal Sakrani is former Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain.
Bearing in mind the Muslim community itself is not a law enforcement agency. I mean, we are part and parcel of the society at large. This is a menace to all of us.
If there is any good news here, it's this. Research suggests that most European fighters who go to join wars in Iraq and Syria do not leave with the intention of returning to Europe to commit violent acts. The majority of them go expecting to either build an Islamic State there or die on the battlefield. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.